Well then, this is Lake River Radio of Lake River, Minnesota, beginning its broadcast day. Lake River Radio is broadcast via the podcast and is recorded in our studios in my ma's basement in her house over by where the old high school used to be. Lake River Radio can be heard most days depending on my schedule over to the turkey plant or whether my ma has too many doctor's appointments. Welcome to Lake River Radio, where the bars are fresh, the coffee is hot, and the polka is always a party. Welcome to Lake River Today, our first and still our only show on the Lake River Radio Network. I'm your host, Lars Bjornvaldsted. Today is Thursday, November 28th, 2019, and this is episode number 4. Folks, it's over the river and through the woods day here in Lake River, Minnesota. Yes, Thanksgiving Day, a day that we are thankful for everything good that has happened to us in the past year, and I have so many things to be thankful for. First and foremost, I must say I am very thankful for all of you, our faithful listeners here at Lake River Radio. You know, folks, it was just a dream not too long ago that we would revamp this radio station, bringing news to all the people in the Lake River region. And here we are, 4 episodes in, and we have listeners and we have mail, and oh my goodness, there's so much good going on. Well, all that being said, a very happy Thanksgiving in the United States, that is, from Ma, me, and Buddy over to the studio in my Ma's basement of her house over to where the old high school used to be, right here in Lake River, Minnesota. Today, on Lake River Today, relish the salad, a posh discovery, and a paranormal phenomenon right here in Lake River. But first, the news. I'm Lars Bjornvaldsted, and this is the news for Lake River, Minnesota, the entire Lake River region, the tri-state area, and small towns everywhere. It is another glorious day here in Lake River. Lake River Radio is proud to announce that we now have had 97 listens to our podcast since it launched just a few days ago. That is almost 100. Wow, I never thought I would get this far, but I hope it keeps growing. You know, it just goes to show a fella how much hunger there is for real news around here. No fake news at Lake River Radio. Just honest, real news. And let me tell you, Lake River News is here to feed you just like any good Scandinavian would. Now, I gotta apologize to you. I didn't get around to doing the show yesterday on account of the fact that I got called in to do second shift over to the turkey plant. See, what happened was, it seems to be that Lefty Johnson wasn't able to make it to work yesterday because the fine doctors over at St. Agnes of Eternal Rest Hospital over to River Valley were having a humdinger of a time trying to reattach that hand of his. Long story short, that left a very important position open in the defooting room on the second shift. And as luck would have it, you know, I had just completed my mandatory 8 minutes of training on the defooting process just the other day. So it was a full day of defooting for me, which remarkably has a nice rhythm to it after you get it going. So much less gobbling, since of course our fine turkey friends have already been processed through guest relations and done their time on the kill line. Yes, siree, it's kind of a peaceful place to spend a few hours. And those folks in defooting, they are a riot. You know, every time they're switching out a truck, we get a few minutes of downtime. And if they don't have the funniest little jokes they do with those feet, it's almost like when the kids from Concordia College come over and do one of those liturgical puppet ministry shows. But of course, it's feet and not puppets. But I tell you, oh, that is something else. All that being said, after I come home, I still had helped Ma with a few pies, and we went ahead and cooked up that turkey in the Nesco so we could go ahead and debone that thing so as that we didn't have to spend a lot of time cooking all that food in the oven today because our oven is terrible small. So we just had to make the potatoes and gravy and then heat up the rest of the stuff in pans in the oven. Oh, so much less work for the day of thanks. Now, before I went to work yesterday, Ma had me go up and get the good dishes down off the high shelf so she could get them washed up for today. I even got down those nice cut glass serving dishes. One for the cranberry relish. That is something I'll be sharing with you the recipe for here later in the show today. And of course, the divided one for the olives and the pickles. Now, be careful. Before any of you start calling over here and asking for Ma, don't worry. She had Ruthie over to cut the pickles, so all is good. And he looked just fine on our Thanksgiving table at noon today. Crisis averted. Nothing to see here, folks. That being said, I hope that you and yours had a fine Thanksgiving wherever it is you are. I don't know what the rest of your day holds, or your rest of your weekend for that matter, but once this show is uploaded, I'm going to warm up the Oldsmobile, and me and Ma are going to head over to Pomida and get in line for their Black Friday specials. She says if we get there early, she can get one of the power carts rather than just having to lean way over on one of the regular ones as she pushes it around the store. Well, anyways, wish us luck as we fight through the bustling crowds over to Pomida at River Lake. Nothing gets me more into the holiday spirit than the smell of mothballs that slaps you in the face like a brick as you walk into one of their fine stores. Okay, then. I do got a couple announcements for you, and then a little bit of news, so let's get going on this, then. Now, remember that next Saturday, December 7th, right here in Lake River, is the Sons of Norway Witwinterfest over to the Sons of Norway Lodge in downtown Lake River, just across that empty parking lot next to the bank. Doors open at 6 for that fine social hour from 6 until 6:15, because that's plenty of time to visit. The menu this year, again, features the food of our ancestors, celebrating the purity of white winter snow, lutefisk pudding, Swedish meatballs and cream gravy, mashed potatoes, cream peas, coleslaw, garden salad with ranch dressing, because of course, what else is there? Buttered bread, and for dessert, romagrat, rice pudding, krumkaka, julekaka, and spritz cookies. And I just overheard from Ma that she heard that they put in an order for 25 cases of Mark's Lefse. That is reason enough to go on its own. Tickets are $20 for member and $25 for non-members, and kids under 3 eat free, that is, if they can use a fork. And if that wasn't enough, they have added a meat raffle. Now, I don't have the details on that, but when you do, when I do, you bet you know, you'll be the first to know, because I'll put it right here on the radio. That's Lake River Radio. Lake River Today. Now remember, no need for reservations. Just come on over after milking your chores, or if you live in town, that's right after Judge Judy gets over for the first time. Again, that's the Sons of Norway Winterfest at the Sons of Norway Lodge right here in Lake River, Minnesota, Saturday, December 7th. Doors open at 6 p.m. And I got one more announcement for you. This is a big one. This is just in from Pastor Swanson over to Oppressive Lutheran Church. He is one of our most loyal listeners. And a community leader on top of that, so you know the word's going to get out. I still am pushing on him to try to let me record one of his sermons, because you know a lot of those ministers with the radio ministry, they do very well for their churches, and that could help us out here in Little Lake River. But more on that later. Anyway, on this coming Sunday, not the one tomorrow in a few days, but the one after that, December 8th at 2 p.m., the Oppressive Lutheran Music Department will be ringing in the holiday season. Literally. Yes, folks. 2 hours of all of your favorite Christmas hymns and a few popular tunes as well, performed entirely on handbells. What a better way to prepare for the birth of Jesus than to walk around the rest of the month with the songs of the season running through your ears. After the musical extravaganza is over, everyone is invited down to the church parlors for a bar and cookie buffet. Don't worry, a little lunch consisting of ham buns, turkey buns, barbecues, and a variety of hot dishes will be served. The pastor will lead the table prayer. There'll be plenty of hot coffee and nectar for the little ones. Mark's Lefse and butter on every table, and Ruthie will be there to cut the pickles. And Pastor Swanson wanted me just to remind everyone that everyone is welcome, not just Oppressive Lutheran members. Everyone is welcome, and not just Lutherans. Lutherans from other synods, too, and heathens and the Catholics are welcome as well. So everyone, come on down to Oppressive Lutheran for their musical jubilee. That's Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. with a delicious lunch to follow, along with the bar and cookie buffet. Oh, and speaking of Catholics, we have some more announcements and news from our good friend and our loyal listener, Mr. Stanley Gil Husky, over to New Warsaw Lake. He wrote into the Gmails again. Now, first off, a small correction on my part. I did make a mistake. I try to be the best journalist I can here in the region, but there's a lot going on, especially getting called in extra shift at the turkey plant. As it goes, on Tuesday, I inadvertently called the church over to New Warsaw Lake St. Coleslaw's. on account of the fact that we're not from over there, and I'm not too familiar with the Catholic way of doing things, so I apologize right now for that. I'm sure the Catholics are fine and all, but you know they did make Martin Luther pretty upset about 500 years ago, and we're still a little bothered by that, but we don't like to bring that up. Anyway, our apologies to Stanley and all the fine parishioners over to the Academy of St. Santa Claus, the Sacred Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I wish you all well in all of your holiday seasons. No school tomorrow here in Lake River on account that it's still the Thanksgiving holiday. Well, folks, that's it about for news. But remember that if you do have any local news you would like to report on, us to report on, or announcements for us to share, please drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. This has been Lars Bjørnvoldsted with Lake River Radio News. Next up is the weather. As you know, the weather at Lake River Radio is brought to you by none other than Lake River, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. That's Lake River, Minnesota. No big city dreams here, just big appetites and bigger waistlines. That's Lake River, Minnesota, where dreams are exchanged for pie. Well, folks, you know, there's a winter advisory for most of the listening area from 10 p.m. tonight through noon tomorrow. So just be careful and check outside before you go and be real, real safe. But today we highlight the weather of the River and Woods region on account of the holiday. So this is the weather for the River and Woods region of Minnesota. The highs for tomorrow in the River and Woods region is in Deer River 31, Deer Wood 32, Kettle River 32, Cotton Wood 32, Knife River 33, Flood Wood 32, Middle River 31, Maple Wood 34, Pine River 30, Redwood Falls 32, Riverton 33, Shore Wood 34, Swan River 31, Wood Lake 32, Turtle River 31, Woodland 34, Willow River 33, Woodstock 31, Bewabic 30, and Tinta, it's 33. Now here in glorious Lake River, Minnesota, the current temperature is 22 with scattered snow showers throughout the evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, but a pretty nice day with a high at 32 degrees with 20% chance of precipitation. This has been the Lake River weather. We'll be back with some exciting stories here on Lake River today after the break. Lake River Today is also sponsored by Edna's Coffee House, home of Edna's famous egg coffee, open daily, 5 a.m. until 10 p.m., now with a drive-thru. But she says, be sure to shut off your truck if your engine is too loud because you can't hear what the hell you're trying to order. That's Edna's Coffee House, right off the highway in Lake River, Minnesota, right next to where that old Sinclair station that isn't there anymore used to be. And we have a new sponsor today here on Lake River Radio. We're proud to welcome Bud's Bait. Bud's Bait is your one-stop shop in downtown Lake River for your bait. Stop by and check out their wide assortment of live bait. They got themselves some leeches and some nightcrawlers, and Bud says they just got a huge shipment of sucker minnows. Well, wonders never cease to exist. That's Bud's Bait in downtown Lake River on the other side of that empty lot by the bank, right across from the American Legion and right next to where the blacksmiths used to be before they took that building down and moved it to Rolog for the Steam Threshers reunion. Now, we have two stories in this segment for you, and they're both very, very interesting, and I'm happy to share them with you. Now, as you might have noticed, here at Lake River Radio, we are fans of National Public Radio and Minnesota Public Radio, and we hope that our show, while it isn't one of their programs, models the fine journalistic and programming skills that they have demonstrated to us for the years. Now, if you're not familiar with the NPR, every Thanksgiving, they share some delicious recipes with you, but one that has stumped me and Ma for years is Susan Stanberg, a fine reporter in her own right. Every year, they drag her out and make her share her recipe for Mama Stanberg's cranberry relish. And you know, a fella needs cranberry relish on this holiday because there's so much white food on your plate. That bread just stands out like the blood of Jesus washing away your sins. So it's very important to have that on your plate for many, many reasons. And it adds a little color and a little spice to your life. So, Susan Stanberg, the fine reporter that she is, shares her recipe. And this is where it all goes to hell, in the ingredient list. So she starts out with 2 cups of raw cranberries, which is not uncommon. You know, there's bags of them everywhere in the stores, all over the region. one small onion, and this is where things go awry, because one would think a fellow was making potato salad at this point with cranberries in it, which makes no sense at all. Then she adds a half a cup of sugar, now that makes sense, and 3/4 a cup of cream. I guess if you want them in a cream sauce, that would make sense too. I'm still lost here. And then it all goes to hell twice when she adds 2 tablespoons of horseradish. Yeah, what's that about? Horseradish? Now, she says that what you do is you grind up the cranberries and the onion, and then to that, you add the sugar, the sour cream, and the horseradish, stir it all together, and put it in the freezer until it's about time to eat. Pull it out, let it thaw for a few minutes, and then spread it on a sandwich, or you'll get this beautiful pink dish with the cranberries in it on your table. Now, I haven't made it. I'm not going to lie. And I suppose, now that I'm a journalist, I should try. So if we get a cooking show going here, I think I might whip this up and see how it goes, because I do love my cranberries this time of year. And you know, cranberries are full of antioxidants, which is something we could all use a little bit more of in our life. That being said, I'm scared of this, because horseradish is fine with a roast beef. I like to make a nice horseradish cream, a little horseradish, a little sour cream, a little salt and pepper. Delicious, delicious, I tell you what, with your roast beef sandwich the next day. Oh, nothing can be finer than that. But cranberry relish with horseradish in it. And now I do put cranberry relish on my sandwich this next day. And I'll be doing that tomorrow between my two slices of soft white Wonder Bread. But we'll have to see. So I'm troubled by this. So instead, I'm going to share my family cranberry recipe that comes all the way from the back of the Ocean Spray bag. Pardon me there. The back of the Ocean Spray bag that I picked up at the Red Owl. So what you do is this. You take your cranberries and you rinse them under cold water in the sink. You can put them in a colander if you want, or in a wash pan, or even a kettle, I suppose. And you just rinse them off. Now, what you're looking for when you sort the cranberries is you want to be sure that there's no soft ones that have gotten rotten in there. You just throw those out if you get them. But you could feel them up, and if they're nice and firm cranberries, they can have a little bit soft in them, but not too much. Then you just put them away in another bowl. Now, a fellow could chop them in a food processor if you wanted to, but I'm a lazy fellow, so I like to put mine in the blender. I put half of those in the blender. Now, to that, I take a nice orange out of the fridge, and I wash it up under the water real good, and I cut it in half, and then I cut that half into 4 pieces. Now, get this. This is big city living. You leave the rind on. Yeah, I know. It's, it goes against everything you were taught. But you leave the rind on and you throw that right into the blender with half your cranberries. So 4 of those little pieces, throw them in the blender with your cranberries, cover them in water, and just pulse the heck out of it. Then you pour that into a colander to let drain. Repeat with the other half of the cranberries, the other half orange, which you've cut into 4. Run that through the colander, run that through the blender again with a little water on it, put it in the colander, let that drain. Now, once most of the water strained off, you put that in a nice bowl, and you put about 3/4 cup of sugar in that, stir it up, and put it in the fridge overnight. And that sugar draws out the sweetness from those fine fruits, and you have the most delicious cranberry salad you have ever had. Those fine folks over the Ocean Spray, they definitely know what they're doing, and so I strongly recommend that you try the Ocean Spray or the Lars Bjørnvaldsted cranberry relish. Now we have to shift gears, because I have to tell you a little something that happened around here that has caused me to question the world and how it works. Now last night, Ma went to bed while I was still waiting for the turkey to finish in the Nesco. And of course, then I had to let it sit for 20 minutes and cool down for about an hour before I could slice it and get most of the meat off the bones and get it into the fridge to cool for morning. That being said, I let our pet Buster, and he sat up with me on the couch. Ma doesn't like him on the couch. He's got a little bed he lays on the floor, but I let him up on the couch because he had been running around all day and it was so terrible cold. I got him a little blanket for his feet because they looked cold too, but up on the couch he came, and sometimes Ma lets me watch the Hulu on the big TV upstairs as opposed to being down in the rumpus room in the basement. But since I was watching the turkey, I got to sit on the couch with Buster, and we got to watch the Hulus together. And we were watching a couple different shows on there. And I don't know, you know, Hulu should know who I am when they put their ads in. Because, like, you know, if I'm watching shows like Ice Road Truckers and Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush Alaska, you'd think it would send me, you know, advertisements for stuff like those things. Outdoors things or Alaska things or cold things. Because that's what I like to watch about, you know. But lo and behold, in between every segment was an ad for something called Poshmark. And these ladies get on there, and I don't know what planet they come from. So I'm kind of having a fight with Karis over to Poshmark. She doesn't know I'm having a fight with her, but that's our way here in Lake River. We fight with people, but never let them know we're fighting. Anyway, she gets on there and makes some claims that I find to be wildly outrageous. The one that gets me on the one I saw 11 times last night was that she has made over $30,000 selling things on Poshmark. Friends, I have been to Pomida. I have been to a big Pomida, bigger than the one in River Lake, you know, one the size of the one in Brainerd. And I got to tell you, I don't think all the clothes in Pomida added up if you bought all of the items there and all of the sizes would come to $30,000. So if she is selling her clothes on Poshmark for $30,000, what the hell did she pay for them in the first place? And then, of course, I don't get those blue shoes. But first of all, that's a wild uptown living Minneapolis kind of shoe, if you ask me. But she says she found these delicious Louis Vuitton heels for just $100, and she would pay $700 for them in the store. Well, that's more than a week's pay at the turkey plant. And I don't get it. So I guess there's some people out there that use Poshmark. And I, you know, Poshmark, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but you should because this is a fine radio program, I have got to tell you that I'm glad you have found a place for people like Karis and her friends to sell their clothes. But I think you're wasting your advertising dollars on the Hulus because they keep showing me the commercials and there's no way I'm going to ever use the Poshmark because I don't think that my old jeans I got over to Pomida are going to be worth that much. So that being said, long story short, if anybody knows anybody that works at Poshmark, maybe you could let them know that they're throwing away their advertising dollars on the Hulu because I don't know why they're showing me commercials. Well, that's it for this segment. We got another segment coming up with a wonderful mystery going on. A paranormal event happened right here in Lake River, Minnesota last night, and I'll be telling it to you right after the break. Lake River Today is also proudly sponsored by Oppressive Lutheran Church, where everyone is welcome, but if you show up late, Alice Tollefson will turn around and look at you when you open the doors from the narthex. And because she sits prominently in the second row from the front on the left side up near the organ, her movement will signal that everyone else should turn around and look at you with a judgment that only can come from lifelong Lutherans sitting on cold pews because Einar Bergesen was out drinking late on Saturday and didn't remember to stop by church and turn up the furnace before he passed out again. Services at 8 and 10:30. Oppressive Lutheran Church of Lake River, Minnesota, located at the end of town on Cemetery Road, across from that building where Amanda's House of Good Hair and Worship used to meet, because who thought that trying to pass off a salon as a tax-exempt church was a good idea? Well, folks, our big story for the day is that a paranormal event occurred right here in Lake River, Minnesota, last night. As you know, Buster and I were sitting on the couch watching Hulu. And after, in between all those ads for Poshmark, I was watching some fine shows when all of a sudden, as the turkey was on the counter cooling, waiting for me to carve it, my ma opens her door from upstairs, where she, her bedroom is, and she hollers down, "Is my ma down there?" And I paused. Because I'm old, and my ma's older than me, and her ma passed back in 1988. So I just sat there and didn't say nothing. And I said, "No." And then my ma yells down, "Well, come up here, because that little girl is monkeying around in my room again." Well, you know, my ma's getting up there. So I went up there calmly because, you know, she's probably walking in her sleep. And I said to her, "Don't worry, that little girl is downstairs," because that's what you say to your ma when she's, you know, walking in her sleep. Anyway, I got ma tucked into bed and she didn't worry too much about it. And she kind of already knew that she kind of was talking in her dreams or whatever. So I went downstairs and I didn't think nothing of it because, you know, sometimes ma's medicine makes her like that. And sometimes if she's overtired, she talks in her sleep a little bit. And sometimes, you know, she's had a few too old Milwaukees and she talks in her sleep, but we don't like to talk about that. That being said, long story short, no big deal, right? But this is where the mystery occurs. I went down to my room in the basement where I sleep. And I turned on my TV for the night with a timer so it would go away after a little bit, right? And Buster was on my bed with me, but he got on top of it first, down at the feet where he likes to sleep. And then he got on top of my blankets, and I was all messed up because I wanted to cover up and he wouldn't move. So I grabbed a little throw and tossed it over my shoulders so I could stay warm. While I was doing that scene, Buster got bored with me, or he got too hot at the end of my bed because he doesn't like the blanket. So he got off and laid down on the floor like he's supposed to because I got a little bed for him down there. Well, it wasn't too long after that I was trying my best to straighten out my blankets, but they got all mixed up because, see, I had my regular blankets and I had my throw blanket and I just couldn't make sense of it when, lo and behold, my grandmother showed up and helped me straighten the blankets. And then I fell fast asleep. Well, folks, clearly my grandmother didn't show up because she is dead and has been so for a long time. But the fact that she showed up to help me straighten my blankets and she showed up in my mom's room clearly means we have had a visitation from the world beyond. So if anybody out there in the listening area of Lake River Radio knows Josh Gates from Destination Truth on the History Channel or whatever show channel he's on, could you give him a call for me? And maybe give him my address, lakeriverradio@gmail.com, and he can investigate this paranormal disturbance that we're having. And folks, if anyone in the listening area is having paranormal experience like this, I wish you would drop me a line at Lake River Radio and let me know about it so that we can begin our own investigative reports. I've opened a file on my Google Docs where I'm going to record all the paranormal events that people write me about. And I will start my own series of shows on this if I get enough news. So again, if you have any news to share at all from Lake River, Minnesota, River Lake County, Minnesota, the Lake River region, the tri-state area, or small towns anywhere, you'll want to send a note to me at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Again, that address is lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Because folks, that way I can get the news out to everybody and practice my journalistic skills. Well, here we are at the end of another wonderful day and another episode of Lake River Today. The next time you hear from me, we'll probably have had over 100 listeners to our show, and I cannot wait for that. Please remember, if you do have any news or announcements that you would like to share, you can always reach us by email at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. And I just found out that in the show notes of every one of our programs, there is a link to the anchor.fm site where you can leave me a message with your very own voice from your telephone or your computer. And I can answer your questions or play your message right on the next show. So if you have anything you want to tell us about, and that's you, Stanley Gilhusky, too, you can maybe record your own segments by following that link. It's in the show notes. Now, if you can't find it in the show notes, you just drop me a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. I'll send it out to you personalized. And you can be a contributor to our fine radio network, and you can be featured here on Lake River Today. Well, folks, that's it for Lake River Today for Thanksgiving Day 2019 in Lake River, Minnesota. Just so as you know, there won't be a show on Friday or Saturday because Ma and I are going to motor away after we go shopping into Oldsmobile. We're going to see some relatives up north, and then we're probably going to stop at the casino on the way home and get a nice buffet and play the penny slots for a while. So I look forward to hearing from you on the emails. And until then, you can expect our next show to be uploaded Sunday night after Ma and I get back from the casino. It's a pleasure reporting for you. Thanks for listening to Lake River Today. And of course, you're listening to Lake River Radio. Well, I suppose here we are at the end of our broadcast day. You have been listening to Lake River Radio, recorded in our studios in my mom's basement at our house over by where the old high school used to be in Lake River, Minnesota. Lake River Radio is written, produced, and directed by me, Lars Bjornvoldstedt, and my friend Danny West, who took a few too many college classes and knows too much about some things and not enough about other things. Now, if you have news to share or know of someone who should be on our show or aren't too shy yourself to be on here, drop us a line at lakeriverradio@gmail.com. Lake River Radio, voice of small towns across the Lake River region and the entire tri-state area. And as they say at the end of every episode of the Lawrence Welk Show, adios, or for now, auf Wiedersehen. Good night. This is Lake River Radio.